Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Trac O'Brien, and this week we're talking hedgerows. They give the Irish landscape its distinctive character and field pattern, and they play a very important role in biodiversity as they provide food, nest sites and hibernation sites to Ireland's wildlife. It's thought that 55 of the 110 regularly recorded bird species in Ireland utilise hedgerows. To get a better understanding of their importance, I met up with Mark McDool from Hedgerows Ireland.
Well, they are the last refuge, really, of most of our mammals and insects and plants. Our wildlife in general now lives in our hedgerows. The meadows, the natural meadows that we used to have in the countryside, are largely gone, replaced with just grass for feeding livestock, for dairy farming, huge fields with the hedges ripped out and just a monoculture of grass in them, or a small selection of other flowers to increase the nutrition. But the hedge is the place where the insects live, where the wildflowers are thriving at the bottom of the hedge. The small animals, mammals, are living in the base of the hedge. The badger is living in the base of the hedge. The bats are flying above the hedge. The insects are feeding on the flowers in the hedge. They all feed then on the fruits that get produced in the hedge, the damsons and the haws and the berries on the rowans. And so they're absolutely vital to our already sort of hard-pressed wildlife. They just take refuge and live in the hedges. And if the hedge gets cut, it's not that the animals can move to a different place. Those places are already taken. The animals tend to, and when I say cut, if a hedge gets removed, the animals are homeless. And if they have nowhere to live, they don't live.
The cutting of a hedgerow, there's a particular time of the year.
Yes, you have to cut the hedges at the right time. You cut the trees when they're dormant in the winter, and that gets the best results for regrowth. This is when you're trimming the trees back off a road, or re-establishing a hedge that has become gappy in the base, and livestock can go through it. So they are nesting anyway between March and September, and that is when the trees are being protected and the birds can nest and the trees can flower and the fruit gets produced and everything that lives in the hedge can go through its life cycle. And so the hedge can only be cut from September to the end of February.
It's something that you're beginning to see a little bit more of, the idea of the wilding, that people are letting areas to grow a bit wilder to help biodiversity. So again, you'd be hoping that this would have a knock-on effect for hedgerows as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There are great opportunities with people trying to rewild and promote biodiversity. But the thing about a hedge is that it does actually need to be managed. If you leave a hedge to its own devices, it turns into a row of trees. We sort of recommend hedge laying, which is a quite invasive process. But if you have 100 metres of hedge in your under your management, what we would say to you is lay 10 metres of it annually. Spend 10 years doing the hedge laying to lay the whole hedge. This involves cutting the hedge quite near the base and bending the trees over. And because most of the trees involved are actually in the rose family, and you know, pruning roses is a thing, this is the same response from the tree to when you put the cut in, and you get loads of new growth from below the cut, and that grows up through the trees. It's worth having a look on YouTube for hedge laying and seeing the process in action.
Well, listen, Mark, thanks very much for your time today.
Not at all. Thank you.
Hedgerows are key to solving or improving many of the challenges facing our countryside. Hedgerows Ireland are working towards achieving a network of native hedgerows across Ireland, managed in a nature-friendly way in order to sequester carbon, protect biodiversity, and provide shelter and water quality benefits. They do this by raising awareness about the value and appropriate management of hedgerows, promoting the craft and profession of hedge laying, and documenting our hedgerow heritage. If you want to learn a bit more, you can get in touch with them at hedgerows.ie. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Erisor Protect page on classichits.ie or on erisorprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.